And so we go out to the North Homestead, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Hotline, and we're all excited for training camp, and we love football, but we also love baseball. And we also love the fact that this poor man decided to get up early to talk to us, and we are very appreciative. He is Zach Meisel. You know him as our favorite tribe scribe. What's up, brother? How you been?
You know, Terry Francona mentioned yesterday the remember that 19-inning game they played in Toronto a few years ago?
Yeah. Sounds familiar.
He mentioned that, and I had like a night tremor standing there listening to it because I realized, you know what, the game here, Thursday night was really rough to sit through, but I think I'm still trying to catch up on sleep from that 19-inning game 3 years ago.
Could be the case. You start getting into anything that, like, you know, if the amount of innings can graduate high school, you know you've been there for way too long.
Yeah, and especially when it's a team like Kansas City, and it's a game where, like you knew the Twins had already won, so, you know, if you're the Indians, you're like, all right, we really need to win this one. We don't want to drop a game against this team and lose a game in the standings. So you're kind of just waiting for the Royals to screw up and be the Royals, and it just took an hour and a half longer than it should have.
Yeah, for their inner Royalsness to come out as they, for some reason, decided not to throw Jake Diekman or Ian Kennedy in that game for no reason, and I've still yet to figure out why. But anyway, that's for a different program, buddy. All right, so let's get into this. Do you believe Zach Meisel, is Jose Ramirez back?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to look at his numbers over the last 6 weeks, which would tell you everything you need to know. But, I mean, it's night and day just in terms of his off-the-field antics. And just you just look at him and he just looks like his normal self. He seems more confident just walking into the clubhouse and, you know, slapping his teammates on the back of the head and joking around in the dugout. So I think it was wearing on him earlier in the season, which is completely understandable. I mean, this game is all about confidence. And when you set the standard that he set and you are so far below that for so long, I mean, it's you probably start to doubt yourself and wonder if you're ever going to get it back. And he says his confidence never wavered, but you know it did. And so to see him be that guy who is like the energizer in the clubhouse and in the dugout, like that tells you he's feeling really good about himself. He is reassured that, hey, he's still that guy who can carry an offense for an extended stretch. And I mean, it's, we think about what the Indians survived in the first 2 months to be able to get to this point. And you think about, okay, well, if this is the real Jose and he's going to be hitting at this level the rest of the season, it's like, man, you know, maybe this, what we've seen the last 8 weeks from the Indians is much closer to what they are than what we saw in the first 8 weeks.
At least we're all hoping, because this 8 weeks of the Indians is like fun and you enjoy watching them, where the previous 8 weeks was kind of like just, you know, getting kicked in the shin every single night. I mean, that's the only way I could describe it. They were brutal. They weren't scoring runs. The pitching was kind of shaky, and it really came down to the bullpen and Shane Bieber. And now all of a sudden everybody else is coming around them. And so it leads to the trade deadline, which is coming up on Wednesday, Zach, and you on your website have wrote two awesome pieces all about the trade deadline. And what are you thinking for this team? Are they going to make a move for a little bit on the outfield, or are they just standing packed?
Well, they have, the DH spot is essentially open. When they optioned Bobby Bradley, it gave them the flexibility, and they've used it. I mean, we've seen Lindor spend a couple days at DH. We've seen Jose Ramirez last night. I mean, they can truly add any position they want and just shift everybody around. So that gives them some flexibility, and there's no reason not to add another bat. I mean, we don't need to see Jason Kipnis hitting fourth still. We don't need to see, I mean, even Jake Bowers hitting like fifth last night or sixth. Like, enough of that. I mean, Mike Freeman batted third last night. That's kind of all you need to know. So there is the opportunity to, you know, even if it's a rental and you don't have to give up a prospect that you really care about, like, you might as well go do that for starters. So I think they're going to look to add. I know we've said this time and again, but like, not having that August trade period just makes things so much more confusing, because teams have to do all of their shopping before July 31st. So it's tough just because you don't know necessarily what the market is for certain guys who it used to be so easy to just scoop them up in August. And now you've got to figure out, okay, well, like how many teams are going to be in on Yasiel Puig, because teams usually prefer guys who aren't rentals. So are they going to look at the non-rentals first and then come back to, like, that's why I think a lot of GMs think this is just going to be pure chaos on like July 30th and July 31st. And it's kind of a feeling out process until then. So it's going to be interesting, but the Indians, like, you look at the standings. I mean, not only are they within two games of the Twins, but like they have a decent lead in the wild card race. I think they're 3.5 games up now. So like you can't, people have said like, oh, they have to be buyers, not sellers. And it's like, they weren't going to be sellers anyway. If they traded Trevor Bauer, it was, in their mind, not selling. It was just trying to add offense and then good, young, controllable offense. So I think now, though, you have to go out and you have to buy, whether it's, you know, someone signed for multiple years like Trey Mancini or Domingo Santana or someone like that, or a rental like Castellanos or Puig. There's just no reason not to fortify this lineup for the stretch run.
All right. So I'm going to put you in the spot here, okay?
You and I do.
Huh?
You always do.
I know. I try to. You know, that's how we work. So I'm going to do the same. We're both going on the record for right now. We are allowed to change this opinion, okay? Right now, this is your opinion and my opinion, all right? On July 31st, by 4 o'clock, will Trevor Bauer be on this baseball team?
So I have changed this answer many times over the last few weeks. I mean, over the last few months, too. I think he's going to be an Indian. I think they're still open to trading him. I mean, even if they win the next few games and they're like, I mean, even if they're tied with the Twins, it's not necessarily the record that is dictating this. It's really, really difficult to find the perfect match. And this goes back to 8 months ago when we were talking about trades with maybe the Dodgers or the Reds or, even the Padres back then. I think it's difficult because they don't want to trade him to the – I mean, if they get blown away with some offer, they'll trade him to whomever for whatever. Like, they're not beholden to this. But you think about the certain factors that have to be in place. Like, they prefer not to trade him to the Yankees or Astros because they know – those are the teams they're going to have to get through this year, next year, whenever. They prefer to, I mean, it has to be a team that needs starting pitching. That's, you know, limited there. It has to be a team that has that piece that they really want, whether it's, you know, and I don't know if they would want Clint Frazier, but if it's Clint Frazier or one of the kids from the Padres or someone like that, because we've seen rumors, like the rumor surfaced the other day about the Phillies, and it's like, well, just go look at who the Phillies have to offer. That's not a match. So it's really difficult. And I know the price will go down a little bit this winter, but your number of teams you could deal with probably goes up. So I think all of those things weighed together. I think it's really, really difficult at this point. So I lean toward he's going to still be here, but that doesn't mean they're not motivated to try to find a match, because they think they have pitching depth.
And I'm with you there. I think the answer is yes. And for all of the things that you said, and then I will also toss in as well, that clubhouse loves him. I mean, he is a leader in that clubhouse. And whether he likes it or not, the pitching staff surrounds him. And while I'm as sabermetrically inclined as the next person, we don't have a way to quantify that, but it's clearly something that exists. And I don't know if they're going to want to rock the boat. And I don't think Terry Francona wants to rock the boat.
Yeah. I think the front office is confident, though, that they can smooth things over, and they can explain to the group that, you know, this is for the best interest of the team this year and next year, especially because a lot of the guys, I mean, there's not going to be that turnover that we saw this past winter. Like, a lot of these guys are still going to be here next year. So they think they can tell them, hey, this is going to help us maybe this year, certainly next year and beyond. That said, though, I you're right. I mean, he's so close with Bieber, with Clevinger, with Plesac, and that's the future of this team. that's the reason why this team, you know, people want to say the window was closed after last season or after this season. Like, they think they can still contend for the division title, and, you know, who knows after that. But they think they can do that for the next 5-6 years. So it's tough. That's another factor that you have to throw into this equation, and it makes it really, really difficult.
All right, so the next question I have, and I'll go first on this one. I believe Brad Hand will be on this roster on August 1st. Do you agree?
Yeah, and I think we spend a lot of time talking about hitting, and we should, but I think priority number two should be to give him some help. I think this bullpen has been incredible. I mean, they have the best bullpen ERA in the league, and they don't have a single guy who throws, I mean, A.J. Cole, but he's the last guy on the totem pole. Other than that, they don't have a single guy who throws 95.
Dude, I just did a whole thing on this. Tyler Clippard changeup sits at 78.7 miles an hour with a launch angle of 31 degrees.
I mean, Adam Sandler's fastball is 84 miles an hour. That's like you go to your local high school park and you see that. So it's amazing that it's worked. I've kind of been waiting for this group to crash and burn, and they just don't. And then you see a game like the other day, and I know A.J. Cole made it interesting in the 14th or whatever it was, but like, they threw up 8-0s before that. I mean, it's wild. So that said, like, it would be nice if you could find some guy who throws 96, 97, and you could pitch him in the eighth and maybe not make Brad Hand throw 30 pitches or not make Brad Hand throw 4 out of 5 games, stuff like that. And you know, I think there are a couple guys out there, but they'll probably be linked to some of those, and I think that could go a long way.
All right, I'm with you there. They are going to add a reliever as well. All right, so the last question I have for you is an outfielder. Will they add an outfielder by August 1st?
Yeah, I think so. But it doesn't necessarily have to be an outfielder. I mean, people want to rail on Nick Castellanos for his glove, and deservedly so, but they could stick him at DH. I mean, so it's they can do a lot of different things here. It helps because other teams are so limited by what they can seek. And the Indians, you know, you can add an outfielder and move Jake Bowers to DH. You can add you could add a second baseman and move Kipnis somewhere. Like, it's, they have options here. So there's really no reason not to add. I mean, you see it all the time when teams add a rental at the deadline, because what do the Tigers need Castellanos for down the stretch? They don't. So they have to trade him, and they have to just take what teams can offer. And, you know, if teams are only offering you a prospect that's probably not going to turn into anything, well, it's better than nothing. So I think that's what the Indians are kind of hoping here. They certainly will shoot first for a bat that's signed for multiple years that can definitely help them in 2020 and beyond, because that's how they prefer to operate. But there are enough rentals out there where they should be able to strengthen this lineup by this time Wednesday, Thursday.
All right. And by the way, all of these answers are allowed to change up to July 31st at about 10 p.m. We can change all these answers between there to make sure we're 100% right. All right, last question. Will Zach Meisel hit another Kansas City barbecue joint before he leaves?
You know, it's funny because the press dining here is not very good. It used to be really it used to be one of the best in the league, and then they changed something. So the key is you go to one of your local barbecue joints here and just stuff your face like mid-afternoon right before you go to the ballpark, and you feel terrible for like 6 hours, but it makes it so that you don't have to eat press dining. And then you wake up the next day ready to go. So that was the move yesterday. It's really hard. It's so heavy. You can't really do that back to back days. What did you have when you were out here recently?
Yeah, it was. And I was going to bring that up of you helping me out with a barbecue joint. That was fantastic, by the way. That's some of the best ribs I've had in a long time. So thank you. I appreciate that. What is it? Q39 or whatever it's called. That was a 10.
Yeah, I went there yesterday. But it's, man, you feel like you can't move for hours.
Dude, that's become wedding food. Like, that's become the go-to for a lot of people now for, like, catering weddings. Instead of, like, getting, like, the beef or the fish or whatever, they just do a giant barbecue spread. And my thought's always been, like, how do you dance after eating all of this stuff? Because I just want to take a nap.
Or, like, it's how do you not get barbecue sauce on like the wedding dress?
That's a good point too. That's a good point. All right, we'll talk about that down the road. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you getting up.
All right, you got it. Thanks, man.
Thanks, brother. He is Zach Meisel. You can read him where he is written. You can see him on Twitter. He's at Zach Meisel, the Selby's Godcast as well. All right, he is on the record. Trevor Bauer will remain an Indian. Brad Hand will remain an Indian. They will add a reliever, and they will possibly add a position player as well. I am in complete agreement, and I'm allowed to change my mind until August 1st.